The reading that we have for this morning, for Saturday in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time, is the same gospel reading we had for the Sunday liturgy, the Sunday before last. In light of our gospel reading, I'd like to offer three reflections on our resurrection faith. First, and here I want to appeal to the great Anglican scripture scholar, G.B. Caird. For him, what Jesus is saying in the gospel passage is the following: all personal life, here and hereafter, consists in friendship with God, and nothing less is worthy of the name of life. Abraham was the friend of God, and it is incredible that such friendship should be severed by death. Death may put an end to physical existence, but not to a relationship that is by nature eternal. Human beings may lose their friends by death, but not God. God, in other words, does not allow death to sever the relationships God has with God's friends. That's what Caird's getting at, and I think this is a really important insight that Jesus is trying to get across in the gospel passage. This is a simple but powerful truth. We stand in relationship with God, and death is totally foreign to God. If we truly are friends of God, and if we exist in communion with God, death, in the sense of dead end, has no say about our relationship. Second reflection: the only kind of human death that is authentic, that is real in God's eyes, is that death which is passage from narrower life to greater life. This is death as Jesus understood it. Death as the total wasting of all that is good and valuable about human living is a concoction created by fear-ridden people. This death is an illusion. But once created by human fear, it has the power to turn around and possess the minds and hearts of those who created it. These folks have lost trust in God, the only one who can bring us through the dark passage that is death, as experienced by God's friends. Third, while there is no getting married in the resurrected life, all authentic relationships, all genuine communion experienced in this life, the communion of family life, of married life, of friendship, will be preserved, healed, and transformed in the new mode of existence, which is resurrection. We can count on that. God is about communion. God is all about communion. And God will remain faithful to all forms of authentic communion that we experience in this life. But God will purify those relationships of all selfishness and transform them in ways we cannot imagine. So let us pray that our trust in God might be deepened, our trust in God as stronger than death, and as infinitely more committed to communion than you and I are.